Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in live another Monday night here at Blog Talk Radio, Prophecy Night. I am your host, as always, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all that are joining me maybe for the first time. And I thank God for those that is live via internet at www.blogtalkradio.com / Prophecy Night. Also, you can call into the show to receive your prophecy at area code 347-884-9664. Again, God bless you all, and I thank you for joining me live. I'm going to just briefly let you know this week, Wednesday, for Relationship Night, we'll be dealing with the scenario question of are there kings in the kingdom? That's for this Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be dealing with the question of are there kings in the kingdom? So that should be very interesting. I would love to hear all your input and all that God has given you to say or do. Also, for the month of April only, every Friday, we'll have a prophet along with me, also giving prophecies, the word of God, concerning your life, ministry, and all that God has called you to do on this hour. Like always, I really like to really talk and hear from you all. I know a lot of people listen via internet, but I want you to call into the show, even if you don't want to know what God is saying. Just the fact that you're on the show, I want to know about it, because it's not by accident that you're here. Maybe you're not ready to receive what God has or what God wants to say to you as far as this night is concerned. A lot of times I'll open up the line, even if I don't see you have a question, but if I'm led by the Spirit of God to open up the line, I'll do that also. Let's see if we can hear from caller 703. God bless you in this evening. Pray your day is going well. Can we call 703?
Jesse?
Yes, God bless
Hello?
You. You're live on the air. Can we call 703?
Yes.
How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Did you have a question you wanted to ask the prophet, or is there something in general that you are seeking God for that is not clear? Or is there anything that I could be helpful in your life, your walk, as well as your ministry?
Yes, really, I have two questions. One, I'm seeking God, like, where he's taking my life, what he wants me to do. And then also, I'm dealing with a relationship issue, and I don't know whether to stay or where to go.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. Right away, the first thing that God showed me, I see what's happening is very drastic, and for your privacy and for the sake of the show, it's not a pretty picture. What I'm going to first recommend to you, I want you to definitely call back on Wednesday for Relationship Night, where I strictly just prophesy regarding relationship. And the reason why I'm telling you that, you'll get more from me on Wednesday, because Wednesday has been set aside by God to deal with his people that are going through in relationships, whether it's mother, daughter, son, girlfriend, whatever it may be. What I want to tell you tonight, I see a lot of anger. I see a lot of anger inside of you. Let me just explain it. I know that this is roughly new. I know that it has been happening for quite some time. But I want to deal with the anger. And the only way that you're going to get rid of the anger is that first you're going to have to forgive yourself, even if it's not you who have did wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, because you are very angry. And there's a lot of things that is not clear to you. There's a lot of things that you don't understand. There's a lot of things that have stuck in place as far as this relationship is concerned. And I know it may seem like I'm speaking in riddles to you, but if you just slowly digest what I'm saying and understand that I can speak more direct, specifically, God has allowed me to set aside one day a week where I strictly only just talk about relationship. It will come more clearer to you as what I am saying. Also, I want you to be cautious to that anger, because I see that that anger sometimes allow you to say and do things that you really didn't intend to do, and I want you to be concerned about that, because sometimes we can do things in the sense of not intending to cause any harm or danger, whether it's verbally, whether it's physically, whatever it may be, but then it's too late. So I need you to try to come within pulse of yourself as God leads you to get to the bottom concerning this relationship that we both are speaking about. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yes. Now what that also means that you have to call back into the show on Wednesday.
Okay.
And we'll speak. I'm writing this down, and I'm going to look for you, and I want you to call back. But right now, you got to deal with your anger. What is it? What would you consider that will occupy your time that will get you away from this relationship so that you can focus with yourself?
Well, what I've been doing is I've been really occupying my time with my spirituality, God, and work.
Okay. Okay, well, you are in the best presence that you can be in. And I tell you this, and I'm just going to call you the letter A, as an apple. I tell you this, Mr. A, it's not by accident you call into the show. I do believe that when we are faithful, truly faithful, into the things of God, He brings certain individuals in your life for a season, for a certain reason. And I believe in my heart and my spirit, Mr. A, that this was your night, that you needed to know that not only God has heard you, but God has answered you, and God is going to answer a lot of things that you have asked Him concerning this relationship that we are speaking about.
Okay.
Okay. Was there anything else you needed to speak to me about?
No, that was it. And just, I feel like I'm being pulled in several different directions.
Yes, you are. You are.
Since I've gotten, really back into the spiritual side of myself, I feel like I'm being pulled in several different directions.
Right. Well, I can talk about that. And I'll make a note to it also. That pullback is actually the energy, and I'm writing this down. It's the pullback is actually the energy from the relationship. That's all that is. Because we don't understand, and let me just say this to you, Ms. A, we don't understand that when we are going through things, whether they're good or bad, it's still pulled from that energy that we're going through. And only God can separate that, where He can take you away from that, where you'll be more allowed to be focused, and then you don't feel like if you're going left, you're going right, you're going forward, you're going backwards, you're going this way, you're going that way. All of that is energy from what you're dealing with. So I'll speak a little bit more about that, with that energy, and I'll talk a little more about continuing being focused, especially when we're waiting for things on God. We have to be patient. And that means with our spiritual being too. Not just physically, but we have to be patient with God mentally as well, and as well as spiritual. We have to be patient because it's not on our timing. but it is on God's timing.
Okay.
Amen. Okay. Now let me ask you, who has the initial A? I'm calling you Mr. A, so who's the initial A?
Only person I could think of with an initial A is my mom.
Oh, your mother. Okay. Was her name Andrea?
Angela.
Andrea? Okay.
No,
okay.
Angela.
Okay. Well, how is mom doing at this time, as we speak?
She's doing good.
Okay.
She's doing good. I think you hit the nail on the head when you spoke about the anger. A lot of my anger, I think, stems from my relationship with my mother, not necessarily the other relationship that I'm in. But a lot of my internal anger, I know, comes from my relationship with her and a lot of things I went through when I was a child with her. Things, very deep things that happened in our relationship. I've tried to forgive her, you know, as much as I can. And, you know, I have a good relationship with her today. We talk every now and then. But as far as I know, she's doing good.
Okay, well, you know, I want to say this, and then I'm going to disconnect from the call. And if you're able to still stay with us, please do so. I just want you to see how the prophetic really works. Because, you know, God never makes any mistakes, and that's why we have to wait on him and trust him and be patient. You know, right away God had showed me that calling your mother, she was the letter A, though that I was calling you Mr. A for the purpose of privacy for this live broadcast. And those that are listening and those that come in the archive and listen, you know, that's your connection. You really spoke about the answer regarding your relationship, and I have made a notation next to your number that when you do call in on Wednesday, not Friday, because you call Friday, I have nothing to give you. This is for Wednesday. I did make a notation, and I personally like to spend a little bit more time speaking with you. And if the Holy Spirit allows me thereafter to do a private session with you, I will be obedient to that. But I just want to tell you right now is to keep yourself focused so you can kind of die down on some of that anger, because the same way that you forgive your mother, you're going to have to forgive whomever that we are speaking about also. So I want you to keep that in mind, and I just want you to try to do the best you can through the grace and through the help of God that will keep you from falling. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. And thank you for calling into Prophecy Night as well. Oh, God bless him. You know, I thank God because for the listeners, the Lord had gave it to me last year to designate a relationship night strictly talking about relationships. And that was a relationship question that definitely needs guidance from God, and I always encourage everyone that when you call into the show, that you call into the show being mindful, knowing that God can speak anything at any given time. Now, I've got a few calls on the switchboard, and for whatever reason, I see you 347. Automatically, the Lord wanted me to come to you and overlook the other calls. God bless you, Erica 347.
Hello.
There? Yes, how are you, Erica 347? How are you this evening?
Very good. Yourself?
That's good. It's so good to hear from you. How can I be a blessing
to
your life
through
the grace of God? Thank you so kindly.
Well, I want to find out a little bit of relationship advice, if you don't mind, if you could tell me where I'm going.
Okay, well, before you get to the relationship question, just let me say, as far as tonight is concerned, I have designated Wednesday specifically for prophecies for relationships. So I'll be limited to what I can say because tonight is prophecy night, But I'm also going to encourage you to call back into the show on Relationship Night where I can specifically speak to you more directly. Is
okay,
that fair enough
good.
To say? Oh,
sounds
okay.
Good.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, I don't exactly know how it works then. What do I say?
Well, what do you, what
I mean,
exactly
what's
the, that you, what are you seeking?
I'm having a big problem in my life right now, and I need help with it. I just need to find out what's going on.
You're having a big problem with it? I didn't hear that last part.
I'm sorry. I'm having a big problem in my life, period, and I just really kind of need some advice on what I should do with the relationship thing. I'm really at wit's end, and I don't usually call places like this. Well, I've never called anything like this. So
okay,
I just
well,
wanted
I
to see what you got from that.
Well, let me just say this. Just feeling your energy alone, I could feel what you're feeling, and I could tell you right now that it's not a very comfortable feeling. But what I need you to do right now, if you don't do nothing but take 5 seconds just to close your eyes, and I need you to exhale and inhale. And it's okay if your breathing sounds heavy. I want you to try to release some of that out. One more time. Inhale.
I think I'm going to come. I'm coming.
Exhale. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got it right here live on Block Talk Radio. May God be with him. May God protect him. May God keep him. And may God cover him in the blood in the name of Jesus. Okay. I'm going to open up the lines for area code 206. God bless you.
Yes, hi. I guess I'm really enjoying the show. I think you're doing a good job.
Oh, God,
and you're the worst
you.
Psychic ever. It's me again, you dumbass. You made me come too fast.
Well, you know what? I plead the blood of
what?
Jesus against you. Yes. Well, it's a wonderful thing when you know that you're operating in the Spirit of God anytime you get these conflict of callers. And I thank God that the blood of Jesus prevails over this broadcast. Let's see. Let's open up the switchboard to area code 917. God bless you, area code 917. Hello, area code 917? Oh,
hello?
Okay. Yes, are you there, area code 917?
Hello?
Yes, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, God bless you.
God bless you. I'm just calling in just to listen, just to check in, just to support.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless you. I thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a question?
No, I just wanted to just express the love and the respect that I have for you and your ministry and what you're doing for the men and women of God and the calling that's on your life.
Well, you know what? I thank God for you because I definitely see a replica of myself through you. I'm very grateful to know that God has actually formed a seed out of my belly. And this is all my listeners. This is actually my oldest son. Let's just call him Mr. J that I'm speaking to. I'm very proud of you. You are a living witness to what Christ calls us all to look like. And I thank God for you being live tonight on this broadcast. And I thank God as well that you actually get to see firsthand of the enemy operating between the phone lines. And I have to bring that up because it's a beautiful thing when you know, son, that the blood prevails. And nothing stops God's ministry. That is just letting us know that as believers, that we have a multitask ahead of us, and we can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength to do so. And lastly, son, I'm so proud of your ordination soon to come this Sunday, March 20th, as a deacon, as a man of God, as a minister, as a father. I could not ask God for anything greater than the seed of your seed that cometh from with me.
Thank you so much. Definitely love you, Mom, and definitely an awesome woman of God. It's just amazing to see how far you have came all these years and all our work and how the Lord has used you and raised you up. So I definitely honor you as a woman of God and walk in the anointing as a prophetess. I love you.
Hey. Amen. Now, I want you to continue to stay with the show. I know you got double jobs. I know you're tired, but if you can hang out with us, it would greatly be appreciated. And once again, from my heart to your heart, I love you unconditionally, and I thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To all the listeners, those in the archives, and even the switchboard, every code 832, I'll be opening up the lines to you. You know, I thank God, you know, I'm sitting here, 75 degrees weather here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I thank God for the sun. I thank God for light. I thank God for everything that he's doing. You know, I once was told that if you did not have any trials and tribulations in your life, I would question your walk for God. And I'm here to tell you today, it doesn't matter what you go through. It doesn't matter what is happening. It just doesn't matter. I spoke last week about Daniel chapter 3, the prophecies out of Daniel chapter 3 that God told me that it's going to be manifest through the presidential election, and I'm not going to get into that tonight, but those that are joining me for the first time can go back and read Daniel chapter 3 with King Nebuchadnezzar and the three Hebrew boys and how that same golden image is going to be set up for the next person for the White House as well as the Antichrist, which a lot of people thought it was Barack Obama, but no, it was not Barack Obama, but the Spirit of the Lord began to speak in regards on that. And also, I want to take this time quickly before I open up the phone line to area code 832, is that first of all, I want to apologize to all the listeners and all those that will come and retrieve the broadcast that we had of an excellent example of the demon spirit that joined us live here on Prophecy Night. But I'm delighted that he didn't chase me off, but instead God chased him off. And I just want to apologize for what you all have experienced and heard, and I will take care of that matter offline. But once again, let's be a blessing and open up the phone line to area code 832. God bless you.
Amen. I am so full because I am so happy to hear mother and son talk, and he came for support, and that's like the sweetest thing I had ever heard. And I am so proud of him, and let him know that I love him and I love you. And y'all just keep the good work going. With y'all team up together, Satan always come trying to kill and steal and destroy. But you know what? Satan didn't even get no joy out of here. When you said what you said, God just took him in off the line. And I just thank God for you this morning. This afternoon, God bless you. You know I love you. And I'm here with tears in my eyes. This is to mother and son, and that day, I did. I just thank God for that, and I just thank God, thank God.
Oh, praise God, every code 832. And again, I thank God for your obedience. I thank God always for your obedience. I'm going to release something here that God has given me. And let me just tell you, I feel the Spirit of God so strongly. And let me say this before I say that. When the anointing of God is upon your life, there's not a devil in hell that can kill you. The only time death happens with evil is when you allow it to. And I thank God on this hour that I know the difference between evil and good. And I thank God for his blood, because his blood does prevail against all things and all matters. Let me just clear the atmosphere on prophecy. And this is something that I wrote back in October 28th. And if God has allowed me to read this, that means that there's someone right now on this broadcast is getting prophecy mixed up for sale. And I just want to clear the atmosphere is that prophecy is no way can be for sale. You know, a lot of times I do get a lot of people that don't even know that I'm a prophet of God. You know, when I identify myself according to the Holy Spirit. And there's a lot of people that have contacted me about begging for a prophecy. And I just want to say something about that. First of all, it could never be for sale, because you cannot set the value on the Word of God. Though there are people that is pimping the Word of God for a salary, but let me just make it very clear that the gift of the Spirit is not for sale. Now, see, that's the separation right there. See, the prophet is telling you something. You cannot sell the gift of the Spirit, and it's not for sale either. You never, as I say, can put a mouth on God's word, nor anyone can desperately try to solicit or pimp a prophet of God. Now, there have been many occasions I have given personal prophecy only by the leading of the Holy Spirit. This is also conception, I believe, in asking for love offering and exchange personal prophecy. Now, prophets should not be prophesying for money, but we can and should financially support ourselves for the ministry of the gospel. I understand that your gift will make room for you. I understand that where there's vision, there's a plan, and where there's a plan, there is a provision. If there's a provision, then we already automatically know that there is a plan. Ministry is a business. We have to survive just like any other business. And that even includes the ministry for the prophet. Now, prophets should not be trying to profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. Stay with me. However, from the gift that God had given to his people freely, but may receive offering for labor for Christ. We know that to be so for the Apostle Paul, and I'm just going to throw him out there. The first two people come to mind, Aquila and Priscilla, two which were tent makers, and how God made provision even for Paul for that as well as through them. Now, in the scripture, the Lord reveals his displease towards prophets of Israel that prophesied for money and spoke out against them. You could check in chapter 6 of Jeremiah. You can read Ezekiel chapter 22, and I'm just trying to help you all. You can even go into Numbers chapter 22 through 24, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, and so forth. Now, unfortunately, it is not just the prophet that has been guilty of making this mistake. There have been some who call themselves even bishops, apostles, and even evangelists, pastors, and I'm naming the fivefold ministries, and teachers that have fallen to a false mindset that believers must first sow a seed or give an offering before they can receive both the material part and the spiritual blessing of God. Now, however, this teaching goes contrary to the gospel of Christ. Now, the Bible also makes it clear that the Holy Spirit is God's gift to us. Now, the gifts of the Spirit are just that, a gift. This would also include the gift of prophecy. Now, the point is that all of these gifts come directly from God and are freely given by him. Now, a gift is not truly a gift if we must pay for it. I think we all agree to that. We do not have to pay the price for those blessed treasures because Jesus has already paid the price and obtained them for us all through a sacrificial atonement. All we must do is receive them by grace and by faith. And I'm going to stop there. And on Wednesday night, before I open up on the broadcast, I'm going to read more to you because I believe that this is very important. And I'm going to write a notation to pick this back up. I know that we are not recording live, but I just want to take this time and tell everyone to make sure to come back to join me back here on Wednesday, our relationship night. And I'll be speaking more about relationship night and area code 704. I thank you. I see you in the switchboard. I was just reading something in regards to prophecy is not for self. From my heart to your heart, may you all be blessed. May the Spirit of God shine upon you. May his love overtake you and keep you. Until next time, God bless you all, and thank you for calling into the show. Good night.